What's up, everybody? This is Scotty Wheat with the Great Wheat podcast. Just doing a quick intro and let you guys know about me, what's been going on. So we're going to dive right into this. In this episode, we're going to give you an update on me, kind of what's going on, what I've been up to, and a few shout-outs. So get ready for the following podcast, a new Great Wheat podcast. What's up, everyone? Again, this is Scotty Wheat. This is the Great Wheat Podcast. So, I apologize. I know we haven't been doing a lot of podcasts. I haven't been doing a lot of podcasts lately. I've just been, you know, hitting the road, hitting the old pavement, the old dusty trail, getting things done. Been, you know, working on some new material that's been hitting really hard, been doing really well. Been busy doing quite a few shows lately. I did my very first ever show out of state in California. Shout out to Billy Batts and the Van Nuys Comedy Club out at the Springbok Bar and Grill in Van Nuys, California. And it was a great show. Met a lot of great local comedians, some that are the feature and tour around the country. It was a great experience for me. I learned quite a bit, actually. You know, learned how to handle crowds, learned how to work on new material on the fly, and I know this is going to be TMI, but you know what, I feel, you know, audience, you know, you're growing with me, you're learning a little bit with me. My hemorrhoids disappeared. 6-hour road trips with a heated seat seem to cure those. So if you, anyone out there suffering like I have from hemorrhoids, long car rides with heated seats, that's the key. Heated, and eating fruits. And just keep busy. That helps too. And then I got to do something really awesome. I got to check off something sweet on the bucket list. I got to do a open mic. Well, at the Belly Room of the Comedy Store. With the material I had just written the same day. And it went really well. I was actually pretty surprised and stoked that it did so well. You know. Because I wasn't sure the jokes were going to do that great. And they did. And then got back. Then I got to do a book spot on the Copper Blues Live open mic, but I let it get to me. I got a little too nervous and I got too into my head, which I do a lot sometimes. I unfortunately get into my head too much, and it makes the art suffer. So I only did 3 impressions, and, you know, they were okay, but just wasn't the same like I normally do my rapid-fire impressions of other comedians. And so I think if I'm on the show again, or if I do it again tonight, I'm going to go back to the drawing board and just kind of do the original kind of, you know, spin on people's, you know, bits like I'd been doing, because, again, I dropped the ball last time. And then I did Stir Crazy. I did their own mic with my buddy Lamar Mitchell, who throws a sweet show. You got to compete with a hot rod contest. So, I mean, I was thinking, man, it would be like my family reunion, the Wheat family reunion. Fortunately, it wasn't the case. But the good news, though, is went well. My jokes, especially the intro, because you'd forgotten that I was supposed to, quote unquote, be the second to last comedian. And so he ended up calling the last comedian up first, and then he introduced me. It was pretty funny. We had some fun, but it jolted the crowd, and I got the crowd back in, and we made them laugh. And then the awesome thing is we had the faux showcase part 3 Friday, which did really well. Bar sales weren't as great as it should have been. We had more audience, but I just did a bad job plugging the drink specials and the food specials, and sales could have been better. They weren't. That was on me. Next show, I'm going to be pushing that a little bit more. But the crowd was great, though. Stayed to the end. We had a 3-hour show. They stayed the whole show. I mean, we still at the very, very, very end had about 10 people, which for 3 hours in it is incredible in comedy. Normally, you have the wait staff at that point. But they did great. Met new friends. Was able to get a couple more followers from there. People checking out my media, which is sweet. Other thing, too, though, is I found out there's another show going on Sundays, an open mic, and I let my jealousy get the best of me, and I shouldn't have. I got a little bit, I got jealous, you know. I got a little bit insecure, man, and because it brought up the whole Arizona Event Center thing that happened with me, you know, 3 years ago when they kind of, you know, were kind of pushing me out, and with my other buddy who's trying to run shows there too, and so it kind of brought that up and shouldn't have, and I acted terribly, dude. Really, I just I was kind of a dick to the co-hosts who run the Sunday on mic, and they're cool people, they're good comedians, and I, like I said, I just let that past get to me, you know, like some people do when something triggers something from the past, it's a bad experience, you know. We always kind of overreact, or we kind of think ourselves into trouble, and that's what I did. And so, but it's I've smoothed it out now. Well, I've apologized to both of them. You know, we may not be having picnics together. Or we may not be going to the family reunions or barbecues with each other. But you know, I think we'll be on okay terms. It's going to be a little awkward when I see them later today, but it's all right. You know, that's what happens sometimes. Again, everything's not always going to be, you know, peaches and cream and, you know, sunny skies. And man, sometimes things are going to be ugly, and you know, sometimes you cause that yourself. But so, but their show went great, which is good. So they did good in their sales, which is great. So I'm actually just excited too, because in a weird way, like I'm jealous, but the other way, I was really excited because the effort I put into that, you know, being able to go out there, you know, do comedy, do that roast, you know, originally in August, where that led to the benefit show, where I put together the show with my friends, which then led to the October show that did really good, which led to the Friday show, which still did okay, which is going to be, and then we have our December show coming up December 6th, where I'm just kind of, you know, because I was kind of running, secretly, I was kind of running out comedians to promote, you know, the show, like, so I did, we're going to do what's called a faux pari, basically. It's just 12 other comedians who I like, and at that point, it's going to be kind of like an audition, so the people who do really well on this one, I'll probably end up, you know, rebooking in January, and so, but this show I have to do really good. This one where I'm hoping I'm just going to literally just sell, I'm just going to throw out like 100 tickets on Seat Junkie and just, and then, actually, I might do more. I'm going to be a little bit more ambitious, man. I might maybe just do like 120, knowing that out of this 120, maybe if 70 show up though, or 80 show up, and they're going to buy stuff, you know, buy a lot of food. Like, again, I just want to make it where, because I messed up on this one. I said it was 20th the free drink, and I shouldn't have done that, and I think that's where I probably lost about $200 because of that, so, and I shouldn't have done that. Was the fatal flaw I did, the only fatal flaw I did on my last show. But again, so that's kind of what I've been up to. My Stone Cold Steve Autism bit is killing right now. Y'all know the tea tree joke's always a good one, and been getting better, man, just kind of hitting the road and, you know, making jokes and making people laugh, and that's all you can really do. So, again, that's the update part of the Great Weight podcast, and we're going to continue with some more stuff here, some more thoughts of Scott's dude in just a moment.
I know, but I have fun.
We're going to impromptu to enforce himself, dude. So.
Oh, shit. Podcast is live now.
We're going to record that.
Hello, friends.
All right,
it's
guys,
good to see. Oh, there's a banger, too. Damn.
We were listening to music, Joe Bot. We got Noah Flores, and
I might just start
amazing sci-fi writer guys. So this guy, I'll tell you a story about who he is, because I don't want to get him too famous, but it's me. Cool. Listen to Millie, and then one of my favorite artists, number two, I'm excited about. So Joe Bot, dude. So we're listening to some music, and you're going to be hearing music, guys. So I don't need to be back on. So. This is the Great Week podcast and location, dude. Thanks, Anchor. Dude, I like the idea. Alright, we're
working. Well, I kind of.
It's a double standard.
Yeah, so it's women. Women, dude. Just because they. I don't know, dude. It's hard because women. Yeah, you're a product.
Well, how I was raised is they always tell you you're a product of your environment, like my family, not my religion, my family.
Right.
And so I always grew up knowing but even in your own family, you know, you're the product of that. So you, if you have good parents, you know, and you know, then you have good examples, and more likely than not, you're going to follow that same path.
And also my good
mentor of mine taught me that either you become your parents or you rebel against your parents. So either you end up being like your mom or your dad,
or the opposite,
or you completely go a different direction. Yeah. And so for her, that's what she's used to. She's used to, like, every guy in her life's left her, so she doesn't know how to handle when someone's there.
That's what Nicole said. She's like, she doesn't know how to handle a real man.
Yeah, not even a real man. She doesn't know how to handle someone who's there, a male that's there.
She's like, she doesn't deserve you.
She's like, what is this? Like, wait, you're supportive?
And then she's like, wait, you're still... And she was big comments. I can't believe you're still here.
Right.
You guys left already.
Right.
You know, and that's why I was getting more and more upset. Because I felt like she was fucking, like, pushing me. See how far she could push me and make me feel like shit before I would take off.
Some women will. There's people that... I do it, dude. I'll test people's boundaries.
I'm testing her right fucking now.
Yeah.
I'll drive right the fuck... I'll drop you off and fucking go... have a rotisserie chicken with my cat.
Yep. Shit. Live streaming my Thanksgiving.
Screw you. The turtle are eating. I have a fucking little bib on him and shit, dude. I'm sitting there, I'll set up a little tykes table,
like a plastic. Like little dicks, a little baby bib on herself. The baby bonnet.
I think just the bib would be cool.
Goo goo gaga!
It says, like, fuck France or something like that. I'll go down and get it from the surplus. I already don't have it. Actually, I have some of my son's old ones. And one that says, like, grandma likes me, but I puke or something. Yeah. Like, put that on it.
Oh, you know, it's crazy. Oh, so, hey, sorry, going off topic, dude, but so that Latino guy from last night, right? You know the guy in the British pub one? The guy with the red shirt, the dude,
He was sitting behind us, and then he moved.
Yeah, and then he went up before
I talked to him. Yeah, I talked to him for a little bit.
So he was chosen Hawaii, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you cool. might... I said if he's in Phoenix, I might have to do my Valentine's Day show. So if you're in Hawaii, hit me up. I'm like, I might go to Hawaii. Okay. Yeah, I need to.
I'm down to go again. Anytime.
I've never been to Hawaii.
I spent a week there. I spent a week in Oahu during Thanksgiving, or during Halloween. It's like Mardi Gras. They shut down the fucking Waikiki Beach. No cars, it's all fucking, yeah, and every, so we were staying right down there, and they closed off the two streets that our timeshare was right on the thing, and amazing, like just the most beautiful Asian everywhere. Yeah. Man, after I left that, I was like, I'm going to get me a fucking Asian bride.
That's how they date my ex, dude.
Is that from tomorrow?
No, dude. Can we date her the hell we want? They want you dating like someone who's Mormon, obviously, but there's no criteria other than the only reason that they want you to date someone
so it's easier that's for Mormon. Them to convert.
No.
Or you know, like already has the values and
core. It's the same core.
And shit. Yeah.
Because for us, our foundation is built on the backbone of belief, like it's a Christ-centric relationship, meaning that you're putting Christ in the center of your relationship. You know?
Okay.
So he's not the focal.
When you get married, it's like,
so he's not 100%. He's not your focal point. You know, your wife is your focal point, but you're basing on those principles of Christ, you know, you're forgiving, loving.
A lot of stuff never happens in life, but I was like,
and I'm drawing blanks right now because I'm trying to be spiritual. They're swearing, but basically, you know, compassion, just all that stuff. And so when you're doing that, people realize, and then it makes it easier on the marriage because it's just the thing is.
You don't ever have to worry about jealousy, infidelity, mistrust, communication, shit. There's a mutual understanding.
Yeah, if you know that you're, and you know it's a short-term thing where everybody has their ups and downs because, again, no one's going to be, no one's perfect.
Right.
And you're going to have times where,
here's what's happening. It's good. And that's right. No, I see what you're saying. It's give and take. And it's not all sunshines and rainbows, you know?
Right.
And you gotta be able to stick through the bad times, too.
Right.
But if you have somebody that automatically just, they're always negative. If you have somebody that's. Which I'm a pretty angry and dejected person. I understand that deep down and whatever, and I'm damaged, dude. That's what I was telling her. I'm like, I wouldn't be able to do what I do if I wouldn't be able to make it through a day without laughing.
Right.
Because you name it, our trip's a perfect example. It was a go over turnaround trip, and it just. Things happen. Life happens.
Right.
And some people don't understand that.
Well, and dude, you're up for friggin'.
Yeah.
You're pulling a Kevin Garnett bender. You're up 8 days around. I've been up for several days, Scott. I just can't, dude. What's getting some rest, man.
No, I've been up for 7 days.
I'm being facetious. I'm just because.
Right.
One of my favorite basketball players, who's notorious for he just so manic that he would be up for literally during the season. He's so amped up, he would be up for literally days, and especially in the playoffs because Kevin Garnett played for the Celtics before he retired. And so when he won a championship with them, that whole playoffs, there were times where during the playoffs where he was up for friggin'. He was after literally days, he just couldn't go sleep.
That's how it was when I first, the first time I did stand up.
Yeah.
I was up for a couple days, dude.
Nobody
understands.
Get some rest. I mean, I can't. I'm wired. If I have to be. But it's also, I think it's military, too. Being in the military, you're wired that way too, you might have to be up for days, so you have to be kind of ready.
Yeah.
So I don't have the background, so I can be up for 18 hours, and I'm all right, if I'm in my house, dude, if I'm in, it's somewhere where I can crash, there's a chance I'm falling asleep, dude. A strong opportunity, I am going to be on the floor.
Yeah.
Crash.
Well, you were out last night, right away last night.
Yeah,
I was too. I don't remember even. Do you keep the TV? That's the last thing I heard.
No, I woke up to the TV off a little bit. I heard you snoring. I'm like, okay, he's probably asleep.
I just like white noise. I like noise, whether it's a fan.
That's on too. Fans are good. I get some white people outside, just have them chatting. Any kind of white noise.
This thing is for fucking ever, dude. You know that?
And this rain.
At 50 miles an hour. Think about it. You're worse through the nightmare. I mean, we're only to the place. This is where I wanted to stay.
Well, this is right here.
Beaumont Banning. This is where I want to stay. We're not even in the hill, then we gotta go to
So we got 103 miles for gas?
Yeah, we have enough to get to at least Indio.
Right.
But we have enough to get to Blythe, I'm sure. I don't think it's 100 miles there.
I think we could. I want to go through the middle. I think this middle lane's moving faster, dude. Because we've been. So I jump over this middle lane, dude. This is great car is going super slow, dude.
It's a fucking trend.
Brawl on.
Yeah. But I think the water gathers in the middle. Oh, you want to come over and go faster than they were?
Right. Just gonna skip a few people and.
Yeah. See, I just. I made two spots, but.
I
don't want to drive aggressive, dude.
No, you can't.
You get a fucking thing and you.